Now, the government is facing the threat of a revolt from Conservative MPs over planned cuts in benefits to disabled people. The Chancellor, George Osborne, insists those in genuine need won't lose out. But the Tory MP, Andrew Percy, isn't convinced.
This hits exactly the wrong people, potentially. I think it sends out the wrong message about the priorities of the government. Now, very often this is obviously paid to people who are very disabled and unable to work very often and do need that support. And it's people already in the system. I think that's more difficult to justify, particularly around disability benefits.
Paralympian Dame Tanny Gray Thompson says the reductions will be devastating for a significant number of people. She says the system for assessing benefit claims needs fixing.
If you apply and a turn down and then appeal, over 60% of appeals are now going through. And there are the same issues with things like the work capability assessment. So there's a huge amount of money being spent in the system, but it's easy to cut the people at the end instead of fixing the real problem, which is the process.
Well, let's talk to Andrew Crooks. He works for Disability Sheffield and he's a disabled person. Good afternoon to you, Andrew.
Good afternoon, how are you?
So firstly, what did you make to the news of the cuts yesterday then?
Well, ourselves as a disability organisation in Sheffield, you know, we've had a lot of worry for the past year or so anyway, because I think we've got to remember that this comes on top of all the public spending cuts that local authorities have had to go through already. So already we are getting lots of calls from disabled people about their social care being affected at this stage. You know, the local authority have lost up to about 50% of their funding, so all services are taking a great hit. So disabled people are really, really worried. I know, and bearing in mind that disabled people are certainly a marginalised group that come from, that do have lower incomes than most, that even losing something like £30, as the Chancellor announced in his budget, that could really, really push disabled people to the edge.
Now, you obviously, you're disabled yourself, you work with disabled people. What is the feeling?
You know, I've got my own worries myself. I mean, I'm a wheelchair user with some other long-term health conditions on top of that. And, you know, I choose to work part-time because that's what I can do, and I know that's within my capabilities. But, you know, what the government should focus more on is getting more disabled people into work, not taking money off those who are out of work, and need all the support they can to make ends meet. You know, we took part in a piece of research last year with the disability charity Scope, who were looking at the extra costs that disabled people face. And, you know, that works out about something like £550 a month of extra costs that disabled people have. Now, if you look at Disabled Living Allowance, or PIP, you know, that's what really helps disabled people pass. And if you're losing just an element of either the PIP or employment and support allowance to support you, your life becomes really, really tough. And I think up here in the north of England as well, I think employment opportunities aren't as readily available as what some government spokespeople would think.
Now, the government talks about wanting to get disabled people back to work.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a good thing, do you think, for some people?
Well, of course, but I think what we need to remember and move away from society's thinking, you know, that you either work or you don't work, and if you don't work, you've got to get looked after. I talked about my condition, my health conditions. There's lots of disabled people out there who really need the choice not to work, if listeners know what I mean, because they're making a conscientious decision so as not to make life difficult for themselves and their employers. But, you know, Sheffield's got a great hundreds of people volunteering in different roles within the community, you know, contributing to society in their own way. But, you know, to lose something like £30 when you are a volunteer on low income, you know, what chance do you have as a disabled person?
Andrew, good talking to you. Andrew Crooks from Disability Sheffield.